So likewise, a woman. No Muslim woman should see from another Muslim woman. There's a lot of hilarity, but I'll try to resolve it and proceed. Wherefore, the Muslim woman see from another woman. Some amongst the ulama say the face and the palm to the woman. So she will be in hijab. Another sister can only see her face and her palms. You pick that from the statement from Abdullah ibn Abbas. Some say no, she can see beyond that a bit. A sister can see the head of another sister. A sister can see the neck and perhaps the hand up to her elbows and then from the leg up to her knees. The places that are exposed when women do day-to-day jobs. When women do day-to-day jobs. These are the places they expose. They expose their heads usually. Their heads. And that in fact depends on where they are when they do that. Otherwise they have to go back to face and palms. So no woman should look beyond what is between the knee of one woman and the neck of her woman, that woman. Between her knees and her neck. Middle. Don't look beyond. This looking beyond is not to look at the flesh itself. Don't look at it. Even when it is covered and it's still exposed. That is why. The proper dressing in Islam is not to expose these things in their color and their shape. When they are exposed in any one of them, they are still exposure. That is what the Messenger referred to as Kaziyat in Ayat. A woman who will be dressed but is still exposed. The clothes may be big on her, but it is a see-through. So the flesh is still the same. She's Kaziyat, but she's still Ayat. She's Kaziyat, clothed, but Ayat, exposed. Likewise, the one who sews a cloth that is thick, but it is right on the body of the woman. So he is still kafir and aria, because it shows every contour. So the two are prohibited. The dress that is only allowed, the only dress that is allowed for the Muslim woman is a dress that is not showing her color and that is not showing her shape. We will not be able to say she's like, you can't say it. You know what human being is like. Is she fat? You don't know. Slim? You don't know. She's nice. Boro Gigi. The Yoruba one is a Boro Gigi. You can't say anything other than that. Amen. So no woman should look any further than the knees to the neck. So the woman should cover everything from her neck to her knees. I'm talking about a woman to a woman, just like I had discussed a man to a man. So when the case is crossed, then the situation is more. The link between a man and a woman is that he must not see anything of her. Illa fujatan aw lihadatin. Fujat. He just saw it. He was not looking out to see her. He just saw it. He just saw it. That one is for him.
But to
his king's heart, if he leaves her, her face, her past, if this guy just walks by, he just sees. But returning the glass to begin to understand the things I see, returning the glass, the second one will not be forgiven. The one that he saw by just seeing, accidentally perhaps, will be forgiven. That is upon the view of the allowance for a woman to expose her face and her past. Upon the view of veiling the face, we do not see anything. So when she is completely veiled off, she's veiled off. She's veiled off you. She's cut off any form of sight or glances. You only know a human being is going, you don't know anything. Woman is going. So, this is between a man and a woman. But as for a woman to a man, a woman to a woman, her neck to her knee, then up to her elbows, we would not expect the sister to wear an inner wear in front of 20 sisters. People do this, you hear something. So conceal yourself. The Prophet Muhammad said, lion or rajul in the hour of the rajul. No male should look at the hour of another male. All that he has said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Layam guru rajul ila awratir rajul. No male, no man should look at the awra of another man. Wala yamguru al-mar'atu ila awratir mra'atin. And no woman should also look at the awra of another woman. So that's why if a woman wants to breastfeed in the presence of other women, she still has a privacy to maintain. If a woman wants to breastfeed her child in the presence of other women, she still has privacy to maintain. How about when she's not breastfeeding? So it will amount to shamelessness for her to expose herself without giving. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no woman should look at ila awrati imra'atin, should look at the awra of another woman. So it's prohibited for a man to look at the awra of a man. It's prohibited for a woman to look at the awra of a man. Ulama say, then don't ask about the opposite. If a man is prohibited from looking at the awra of a fellow man, and a woman is prohibited from looking at the awra of a fellow man, how about the other? That is what being so regarding the opposite is what. So today many of our brothers, you see them describing how models are. People they call models celebrities, describing how they are. Feeling celebrities, feeling models, feeling models. So Allah has created such glances. For males, he has created such glances for females. And this evil is so worse. Because when the brother holds his phone, you will not know that it's what he's looking at. When the sister holds her phone, you will not know that it's what she's looking at. The women themselves are not supposed to look at those women, not to talk of men. So you see the problem we are in. So we really need to put in more effort to come back to them. What are those things? Inshallah, when we stop distraction, we come back to them. But here the point is that Sharia has not just said, preserve your privacy. No, don't even look. The preservation starts from the sight. Don't cast your glance. Someone came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about privacy. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ihfaz awratak, preserve your awrah. Let everybody be able to preserve his awrah. Nobody is free. He said alayhi salatu wa sallam, illa min zawjatika aw ma malakat yamin. Ihfaz awratak, preserve your awrah. Illa an zawjatik, except with regards to your wife or with regards to your husband. Aw ma malakat yamin. Now nobody has a slave around us. So the only person who can see our spouses, our spouse, a woman, only a man can see her. A man, only his wife can see his wife. So but you know how people behave regarding this matter. So Islam does not only say don't do this. We are coming back to that. So it is wrong to cast our glances and not restrict them. It is also wrong not to preserve our home. Let me say this again. You know we say what Allah says we should do. Allah says, وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَبُوتُ مِنَ الصَّارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَمُ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَبُوتُنَ مِنَ الصَّارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَمُ فُرُوجَهُمْ. And we said the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that لا ينظر الرجل إلا عورة الرجل ولا المرأة إلا عورة المرأة. This Quran is hadith. Let us tell us what day to day life has shown. About 6 months ago, a sister sent a message to me that I beg you in the name of Allah, talk to me if I call you. I think the number has been called and I didn't pay attention. So I saw the message, I call the number myself. What's her problem? She has tissues in her skin at all. The tongue is wet. She narrated the issue. Her father called me and narrated the issue too. She has tissues in her stomach. Deep. So what happened was, when she was in university, she leaves the other sisters in the hospital. You know how they are, those off-campus schools. It happens even the schools that operate. It works there. So don't say me, you know they, it works there. So while she was in the university, the sisters, two other sisters who were living in her room, they told other sisters that she has a flat fine coming. They told that to other women. So other girls from other rooms will come to her and they'll be begging her. So, show us your tummy. So she used to display the tummy to girls. So I think she became afflicted by the eyes of one of those girls. So the tummy begins to open. This eye, it destroys the documents. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after further, what can cause death eye? If there is anything that can cause death, to say, oh, if we remove further. But we can't remove further. That is the meaning of that hadith. It only goes to explain the fact that the eyes are very dangerous. So she went. For years, she told me she spent 6 to 7 years on this issue. She went to the U.S. and all these other things. They spent a lot of money. So she came back home. You know, after spending money, they get tired. The father said, I'm not sure I'm back. So they came. So what happened was, they had met one of the elderly men experts before. So he suggested to them, I don't want to mention the city. So he suggested to them that they should, that he heard the case and what he had done, his mind said something to me. That, can you find those girls who were in university with together? Can you find? Which you know, he had to tell a lot of questions. So the diagnosis showed him that something would have happened. So he requested that those ones should make wudu and send the water for their wudu. So the girls should remember from her fourth year in fasting, they will make wudu, send the water for them. They will make wudu. She will have a baptism, no change. Follow me now, like that. Until this particular woman, who was her roommate from part 1 to I think part 4, she was the one who had the eye. So when they sent the water, she told me that for the first time she could stand up. When she had a bath with the wudu of that particular woman, she was able to stand up. So for the first time she observed her solemn standing, she knew that, oh, the eye that afflicted her was the eye of that sister. So the problem why I was invited was, after the first wudu, they now request that they meet so that they make their other things apart from wudu, they can wash the inner part of the garments that touch our body. The hands, the neck, the sleeves, up and down. You wash it into the water. The person is afflicted with poison on the body. That is how to cure iron. Once you become sure of the eye, it could be anybody's eye, every one of us will have it. Koda, your own eye can spoil what you have. That is not the issue of this. This is that. So the woman who had the eye, the husband refused. You know your back, the red mini patriarch. So they wanted me to talk, meet the husband, to intervene, to explain to him. So they only had the telephone number of the sister, of the wife. I said, I now sent a message. Send your husband's phone. Say, who are you? This, that, that, that. Send your husband's phone. So we talked to the husband. We pleaded it. We sent him. What we are saying is that if Allah says, cover your wounds, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cover your humility. Common sense also shows that cover your humility. If you don't cover it, in Katobi will ever come there, man. So you see some sisters who snap their children, send it on social media. They snap their send it on social media. They snap this. Let us talk about this. So let's leave that. The point of reference is that preserve your privacy. وَكُلِّ مُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُطُّ مِنَ الصَّيْرِ وَيَحْفَظُونَ وَكُلِّ مُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغُطُّنَ مِنَ الصَّيْرِ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. So, hifz al-farj actually comes from don't look at someone else's privacy and then preserve your own too from the sight of another person. It is very, very, the sight is usually the first trouble. Arabs have a two different standards. I'm not used to singing and finding poetry in class, but I like this one so much. They say, La ya'mananna ala nisa'i akhun akhar. لا يحملن على النساء أقول أخا ما في الرجال على النساء أمين وإن الأمين لو تحرك مرة لا بد أن بعد نظرة سيقول لا يحملن على النساء أقول أخا no brother أقول no brother يحملن على النساء أخا. No brother should give a woman a guarantee to a man. That's all. Don't do that. Take this woman. They're looking at her for me. Don't do that. Master Jari Adam is saying, Ameen. There is no Ameen of caretaker of a woman. Wa innal Ameen. The person who is originally an Ameen, لا تحرج مرة تبقى قرار الجيش la buddha anna ba'da nadra ma yaqul in jo tuma ti buba yo di ni buka he will betray the trust sight. So be careful about looking at the world, because you will not be able to be among the people who will epitomize noble traits if you don't take care of your eyes.